USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robert Walensky.
I need the great people of Mississippi to send a message to cry and Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, Maxine Waters, the radical Democrats, by electing Cindy.
President Trump at a Make America Great Again rally in Biloxi, Mississippi, at the Mississippi Coast Coliseum, as he campaigns for the Republican Senate candidate there, Cindy Hyde-Smith, who is in a runoff election with Democrat Mike Espy.
And you see people coming up by the thousands, and frankly, if we didn't show them strength, and a strong border, and nobody's shown a stronger border. If we didn't do that, you would have hundreds of thousands of people pouring into our country.
And turning now to news out of California, where the number of people killed in the wildfires rises to 88. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Here's the bottom line. Nobody's coming into our country unless they come in legally.
That's President Trump addressing the situation at the border, a chaotic scene as thousands of people arrive in Tijuana, Mexico. Members of the caravan met with tear gas when they rushed the border. Dozens arrested trying to cross the border illegally.
Yeah, so I'll tell you what. Obama had a separation policy. We all had the same policy. I tried to do it differently, but Obama had a separation policy, but people don't like to talk about that.
We ask for patience.
To Hoover, Alabama, where the mayor, Frank Brocato, speaking out about a Thanksgiving shooting at the Galleria Mall as police mistakenly kill the wrong suspect.
There is a tremendous interest in seeing video from body cameras and other sources. All video evidence was immediately transferred to outside agencies that were investigating this.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Well, it's a story that's literally out of this world. After 6 months, NASA's InSight spacecraft lands on the red planet Mars. USA Radio's Wendy King with the story.
NASA has landed the spacecraft InSight on Mars with a heavy load of work ahead, according to project scientist Don Lincoln.
One is to test the wobble of Mars's rotation to find out something about the core of the Mars. Another one will be to deploy a very sensitive seismograph to look for Mars quakes and when meteors hit Mars to find out more about its interior. And finally, and perhaps the most exciting, is to drill down 16 feet underground to actually take the temperature of the planet.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
An online dictionary announcing its choice for Word of the Year. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story now from Washington, D.C.
Dictionary.com's Word of the Year has just been announced, and it is misinformation. And it comes a few weeks after the Oxford Dictionaries chose toxic as its Word of the Year. A linguist in residence at Dictionary.com said in a recent interview that the site's choice of misinformation over disinformation as Word of the Year was deliberate, intended to serve as a call to action to be vigilant in the battle against fake news. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robert Walensky.